people, welcome to another episode of Shash as well. How have you been and how's your week been? Well, my week has been good and I've been doing great. It's been wonderful. Okay, so thank you guys for taking our time to listen to my podcast every week. I mean, you guys are good, you guys are amazing, and you guys are the best for always liking and sharing, and also sharing with your contacts and friends. You know, that way you can touch someone's life. Okay, that's how great you guys have been. Thank you guys. So this week I'd like to discuss or talk about a topic very dear to my heart. It's about finding your purpose or discovering your purpose. So now, what is purpose? Now, purpose is it's the reason for which something is created or done. I mean, or should you say the reason why something exists? Okay. So now you ask yourself, this is what I ask myself, why was Sharon created? Sharon, why were you created? Or why were you made? Or why are you here? Why are you in the place that you are? Okay. So I did have these questions, like, I did have it like about 10 years ago. It was in 2010. Okay, I just finished high school, my first degree, and I was going through a phase where it was tough for me, that period. I asked myself these questions. Sharon, why were you created? Why were you created? An answer to it. Okay, so first off, so what I started doing was I had to do something called self-discovery. Okay, I took a time to actually understand the kind of person that I am. Okay, why do I go through the things I go through? Why do I act the way I act? What are the things that that I find to do easy, without any stress? Or what are the things that make me unique? What are the things that make me me? Okay, now you can have 20 other Sharon, but there's only going to be one Sharon who would act like I do, and that's me, right? So that was what I started with. I first of all discovered who I was. Okay, what are the things that I like? So now, how did I do that? It was simple. I started to read. Now you say, read? Is there any book about Sharon? No. So I started to read, different books. I was reading books on self-discovery. I decided to take down some notes, and then also I started to write down things like journals things I was going through then. Okay, and after doing that, what I did, like the negative things, like all the things that happened to me then, I tried to turn it into it wasn't easy, but I tried to turn it into a stepping stone. Okay, so now I'm like, okay, I think for example then, I remember when I just graduated, I graduated with a third class, human physiology, and it was bad for me because at that time, my dad he made the house like a living hell for me. I thought I would never amount to anything. I couldn't even drink a cup of water in the house, and he's like, oh, so you can drink water, right? But then you can read this, you can do this and pass your exams. And then I think I would just weep, I'll do all this, I'll cry, I'll just go to my room. So I started to isolate myself, and it was in that isolation or hibernation that I started to ask myself all these questions. So now I turned all those things, all those negative words, you know, I turned them into like I try to see the good in everything, okay. And then what I went further to do was I started to listen to the good things people said about me, okay, or people appreciated about me. One thing people did appreciate about me was the fact that I was easygoing and I was easy to talk to. Okay. Now, my dad didn't know who I really was. Okay. Because as a matter of fact, as I then, I really didn't even know who I was. So, it's one thing that it's just like love. You have to love yourself first before you would even appreciate the love someone else is giving to you. So that's how self-discovery is. You need to know the kind of person you are first before you would even appreciate or see what people see in you. Okay, so I did that, and I started to find people who had like minds, you know, who thought like I thought, who were Christians, like I was or that I am. And then that way I kind of started to build like a community, you know. And I tell you, it was there I started to tell my story. Okay, then one thing again that I discovered in my self-discovery was the fact that I appeared soft, but I had gone through so many things that made me so that's shaping me to be a tough and strong woman. Okay, in the sense that they were negative, but at the same time, I saw that I was going through that phase at that time, so that when I come out of it, I'll be able to tell my story and be able to change lives. So now, like I said, you need to read, understand yourself. You have to ask yourself, what is it that people always comment you about? Okay, now you ask yourself, for example, there are people who are multitaskers. They can do 10 things at the same time and they do it perfectly. There are people who are jacks of all trade and they master one or two. Okay, for me, I love to fix things. I don't like to see things in a disorganized way. Okay, I know that I'm more like a fixer. I like to be in control, but then I only like to be in control when things are not done the way I thought you or the way I think it should be. So now you need to go find yourself, discover yourself first. I mean, you have this talent, this great talent that for example now, you're the type, man, when you decorate a place, I mean, you do it so well. Okay, or in your place of job, or in your place of work, sorry, and then your manager tells you, hey, Sharon, can you do this? You know, you keep asking yourself, why does this person keep telling me to do this? If you look at the positive side of it, you probably might discover that he or she usually asks you to do that thing because maybe you do it perfectly well, or maybe you have friends who you notice they always come to you for advice. Okay, you talk to you, they always want to hear what you say because they feel like, well, let me here. Let me see what Elizabeth has to say, or let's see what James has to say, or let's see what Joy has to say. That's how it is. With all these little things, you get to discover yourself. You need to know yourself first, and then you listen to what people appreciate about you. Study yourself. What do you find doing? Are you the type that, okay, you're good, you know how to talk to people? Like, when you talk, people actually do listen? Or maybe you're the type that you cook so well, you know, you make great dishes, and when you do that, man, it's delicious. That could be your purpose. Like, who knows, you could be feeding a nation, and then you still haven't discovered your purpose yet. Okay, so, and also one thing I noticed again, purpose is not just one thing. There are different pathways. Like, I don't know, but they're like, you know, there are different steps you need to, from one phase to another phase to another phase. That's how you discover your purpose. It's not a straight line, and I tell you, there's going to be a lot of tries, there's going to be a lot of setbacks, there's going to be a lot of negative energy, but you need to rise above all of this. You need to push down those suppressed, those negative noise, and listen to that one voice that keeps telling you this is the path to go, that says this is a path you should follow. I need you to do this. I mean, who knows? You could be the only one who would discover the cure of AIDS. I mean, the cure for AIDS, or even the one who would build an app, or create an app that can, you know, deliver food, where you can download food right from your phone. I know it's a dream for me. I'm still looking for that app. When I just think of what I want to eat, and then I just like, okay, I want to eat rice, I want to eat this, and then I download the food from my phone, right? So, I mean, that might look like a cheesy example, but I'm just saying, like, there's some things that, who know, I mean, I let me tell you a story. Okay, I had this podcast, I had this thing called, I didn't know what I'm doing right now, I didn't know it was called a podcast. So 2 years ago, I was in a fix, it was just chaotic for me. So I did discover that whenever things upset me, or whatever I'm going through, my victories, my whatever negative downside, down moment, I like to write them down. I get upset about something, and then when I'm boiling up, and it was like, just write it down, you know, right? Okay, I want to send a message to the person or one, and it's like, okay, you know what, write it down first on the paper, not on my phone. I write it on the paper, on a book, and then when I start writing it, after writing it, I go over it again, I'm reading, I'm like, huh, why was I even upset in the first place? Yeah, so that's how. So then I saw that one day, I was like, okay, some things were not going on in my life. It was like standstill for 3 months. It was so dark for me. And so one day I was just recording. I had the voice recorder on my phone. I kept recording things day to day exactly, but like, you know, any time I feel some certain kind of way, I record it. I started recording, and that was it. So what I did, then one day I don't even know how I discovered the word podcast. So there was this auntie, someone who I know, who I really love so much, she died, and then I discovered she had a podcast. So this is what a podcast is, right? So I started listening to, then I started making research on what it is, and I'm like, okay, so now things go on. I'm in a certain phase, and I'm thinking that, oh, this is like the worst thing. This has to be, Sharon, this has to be the worst thing anybody can go through. I mean, this was how I was thinking right then. So then I would go on my voice recorder. I would record everything. But guess what? I didn't risk go deeper into the podcast. I just put it off aside. I postponed it. I kept saying, no, I can't do this. I mean, I kept making up excuses. I tell you, I kept saying, huh, who's even going to listen to me? I mean, I have a very soft voice. How do I project my voice so loud that it will be strong enough for a podcast? I mean, how do I make it interesting? I mean, I'm a boring person in person, you know, not having to talk on podcasts. It would even, I gave myself 1,000 reasons not to start this podcast. Until in November last month, I woke up and then the Holy Spirit was like, it's time. I was like, time for what? He said, yeah, it's time. So I picked up my phone. So he said, you have a great phone, you should use it. What is in your hands? I'm like, okay, what is in my hands? Yeah, what is in my hands, Sharon? I picked up my phone, and lo and behold, this Anchor app was still in my phone. I had not deleted it. So then I started playing with it again. Then I discovered all the audios I already saved earlier. So I was working on it. I was just listening to it. After listening to like 7 recordings, I was like, wow, was I really going through all those things then? Man. It felt like I was listening to someone else's podcast, and it blessed me. Like, I did not know I went through all those things. So that's how I discovered myself, my purpose, that I love to talk. I might not be a very interesting person, but I do know that I like to say, I feel like I can say some things that I go through in life, and then someone else can learn from it. That's how this podcast was born. Okay, so now you need to now discover, what can you do? I mean, are you're great at taking care of kids? I mean, you can start by having to be, you know, start your having a daycare, and then you grow, start little by little, you grow, you get bigger, and that's it. Or are you good in talking to people? Like, you can be an influencer, you know, something like that. So you want to really discover why God created you, because if you do not know what your purpose is, I tell you, you're just going to walk through this phase of life, and you're going to die with all the talent God gave to you. Now you could say, oh, I want to do a lot of things, but there's so many things holding me down. I am telling you, I understand that. But once you start, you make up your mind to start something, you know, you will find out that every other thing will fall in place. It might not come up, it might not happen immediately, but you have to persevere, you have to stay committed, you have to write down those goals you want to meet. So I know they said the purpose of life is a life of purpose. What does that mean? It means, in order to get somewhere, you need to define your end goal. Now my end goal in life is to bless as many people as I can. My end goal in life is to mend broken homes. My end goal in life is to feed nations. My end goal in life is to have children gathered at my table, you know, children that I didn't even give birth to, you know, the ones, like, just make sure all the kids in this world are well taken care of. That's my end goal. I mean, I have so many other goals in life, but now these are my goals or purpose in life. So I want you to think about what yours is, because God did not create you without putting a great skill in your heart, without putting a talent in your heart to in achieving that goal, that purpose that He created you for. So that's what you need to do. You need to understand that you are not ordinary. As a matter of fact, the world is waiting for you. Okay, I'm waiting to hear what you have to do. I'm waiting for there's so many things in life that, you know, the world is so vast, in the sense that you and I will fill that void. Yeah. You know, have you noticed that I remember growing up, I used to have this building blocks I always liked to play with. I mean, I never liked playing with dolls growing up. I never liked dolls. So I had this building blocks, what we call the Legos. I would build things. I would create an aircraft, create anything. I would, you know, do it like that. So now that's how I knew that I love to create things. Okay, I love to fix things. Okay, now as parents, you can also help your kids. You know, you can help them discover their goals and all purpose in life. You know, you find that child who loves to sing, or who loves to talk, or who loves to dance, or who loves to write, you know, or who loves to draw, or do anything you see a child doing at a very tender age. In fact, if it's 20 of them, just help them towards that. Help fine tune them. Okay, if they love to play the keyboard or whatever instrument, or they like to play the basketball or play the football, enroll them. It's gonna be tough, it's not easy, but that's it. Parents are caretakers, so we need to ask God, hey Lord, why did you create my son Abraham? Why did you create my son Josephine? I need you to help me to teach her to discover our goal in life. So that's what we need to do. Discovering your purpose in life is like, when you do that, you feel fulfilled. That's one way to know you're in your purpose, in line of your purpose, that whatever you do, that thing, you feel fulfilled. There's this fulfillment and joy you get. Okay, so I know I did talk longer than, you know, than I usually talk, and I hope that you guys will still not get angry and say, oh, she talked too long today. No. And also, I would also continue this series it's gonna be a multi-series. Okay, so there's gonna be more episodes coming up about about discovering your purpose.